Opal Beloving. And last summer, my dad, the preacher, sent me to the store for a box of macaroni and cheese, some white rice, and two tomatoes, and I came back with a dog. This is what happened. I walked into the produce section of the Winn-Dixie grocery store to pick out my two tomatoes, and I almost bumped right into the store manager. He was standing there, all red-faced, screaming and waving his arms around. "Who let a dog in here?" he kept on shouting. "Who let a dirty dog in here?" At first, I didn't see a dog. There were just a lot of vegetables rolling around on the floor, tomatoes and onions and green peppers. And there was what seemed like a whole army of Winn-Dixie employees running around waving their arms, just the same way the store manager was waving his. And then the dog came running around the corner. He was a big dog and ugly, and he looked like he was having a real good time. His tongue was hanging out, and he was wagging his tail. He skidded to a stop and smiled right at me. I had never before in my life seen a dog smile, but that is what he did. He pulled back his lips, showed me all his teeth. Then he wagged his tail so hard that he knocked some oranges off the display. And they went rolling everywhere, mixing in with tomatoes and onions and green peppers. The manager screamed, "Somebody grab that dog!" The dog went running over to the manager, wagging his tail and smiling. He stood up on his hind legs. You could tell that all he wanted to do was get face to face with the manager and thank him for the good time he was having for his department. But somehow he ended up knocking the manager over. And the manager must have been having a bad day because lying there on the floor right in front of everybody, he started to cry. The dog leaned over in real concern and licked his face. "Please," said the manager, "somebody called Pound." "Wait a minute," I hollered. "That's my dog. Don't call Pound." All the Winn-Dixie employees turned around and looked at me. I knew I had done something big and maybe stupid too, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't let that dog go to the pound. I said. The dog stopped looking the manager's face and put his ears up in the air and looked at me like he was trying to remember where he knew me from. Carefully, I said, and then I figured the dog was probably just like everybody else in the world, and he would want to get called by a name. Only I didn't know what his name was.